And that got me to thinking, maybe all those people that knew Pat, there's a lot of people that miss him. So there's a lot of small holes and hearts all over the island right now. So I thought, what do we do to fill the hole in my heart? And maybe if I figure out how to do that, then maybe that'll help other people figure out what to do now that our friend is gone. So I was talking to another friend of mine, Randy English, and he explained it to me like this, and I like the way he thinks about it. First, we have a blessing, and that's the blessing of friendship, right?
Right.
And that's what Pat is to a lot of people, a friend. I remember one of the very first times I talked to Pat, I was here at the studio, and it was Christmas, and he called to compliment us on all the great holiday music we were playing. He's that kind of guy. If he thought you were doing something right, he'd let you know. If he thought you were doing something wrong, he'd let you know that too. But there was this one song that Pat really liked to hear us play every Christmas. In fact, it was a tradition between me and him. I would call him every year, "Hey, Pat, your song's coming up." And it was this past Christmas Eve on this past year, like 2010, that I talked to him the last time I talked to him. And his song was on the radio, and I called him up to make sure he heard it. And what was his song? We're going to let you know in a minute. We're going to tease you on that. Anyone who hangs out with Pat, even knows, like, knows him a little bit, knows what a huge fan of music he is, particularly things like jazz and funk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Complex, beautiful, refined music. Music that moves your mind as well as your booty. See?
Right.
And that's just really hilarious when I think about the song that he always wanted to hear at Christmas. And we're not going to play it yet.
No.
Right.
And it was Jingle Bells by the Singing Dogs. And that's the kind of friend he was to me. Jingle Bells by the, you know, the barking dog thing. Yeah. That was the song he always wanted to hear at Christmas. So, I mean, he was the right mix of serious and silly. And it was kind of inside that friendship that I find a way to fill that hole in my heart. It's what we all can do. We fill those holes with beautiful memories of our friends. And that's the nice thing about those kinds of memories. They don't fade. They live forever, like a warm fire, right? Mm. And through me and through you and through all of us that knew Pat, that's the way he moves on. And it's the same thing with Ben or Sa or Marge or anybody that happens to leave us whenever we're really not ready for it. I remember this past year, Pat and the Symposium Band were over in Samoa for the Jazz and Blues Festival, and the Three-Legged Dog went too. That's the group I play with. And not only did we spend a lot of time there, like having a great time just checking out music, but we also spent a lot of time together before we went fundraising and that sort of thing. And Pat was always the guy with the microphone. He was like the master of ceremonies, right? And he would introduce the band, and he was really good at that. And he knew how to really pump you up and make you just seem like the rock star that you never were. And, you know,
he was good at emceeing and all.
Yeah, he was really good at that stuff. But he was also a really fat musician. And I mean fat in the groovy way.
P-H-A-T?
Yeah. And I remember him, like, picking up the bass guitar at the Tradewinds, and he was, like, busting out this funky Mustang Sally. He's like, bam, bam, he was bass
really?
Guitar. Yeah, he was really good on the bass. And, you know, that was the stuff. It really was. The whole crowd was grooving on it. And I think it was, you know, it was the whole group they were playing. And it was one, like, great, perfect moment like that. Everybody that was there, they were a member that live music in American Samoa was born all over again that night, you know, and it was happening with the low end getting held down by Pat Tervola on the funk bass guitar. So this morning, because it's still fresh news, I picked up my bass guitar.
And you started playing.
Yeah, the bass guitar that Pat sold me about 3 or 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he had an extra one, and I always wanted to learn. So he says, "Hey," so he comes over to my house and he sits on my couch and plugs it in. He says, "Now, this is how you do this." And I was like, "Whoa, what is that?" I still haven't figured out what he did. But, you know, I have that good memory and it's not going to fade. And I got that little piece of magic. And that fills the hole. And that's the second blessing. So anyway, I thought that was a really cool thing. And when I was talking to Randy English, he brought up this really cool thing. I'm not a highly religious man, but I'm a little spiritual. So forgive me if I read this one here. Psalm 55, and it's 12 through 14. It says, if an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were raising himself at me, I could hide from him. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship as we walked through the throng at the house of God. Yeah, and that's Pat, man. The house of funk.
That is.
Tower of power. The main vein. Yeah.
Yeah.
So no need to go on. I just wanted to put that thought forward. And the friendship's a blessing. The memory of the friendship is what we get to hold on to now. So we take a moment to say, rock on, Pat. See you soon, brother. And got a couple of songs. Yeah, no, go ahead. Lance, hit me up, because I think we all have to hear it now. Every year he wanted to hear this song.
Is that what you put it on?
Always.
To Pat.
Every year, Lance. And you remember, Lance, because Pat was the first V103
football
commentator.
Yeah. Him and Sal
Polo White.
Yeah.
And this was his favorite Christmas song.
Such a complicated musician. Deep, complex, beautiful, refined. And he wants to hear this? That's just hilarious. You gotta love Pat for that. So, rock on, Pat.
I love you.